Chavre Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asharid, Malachi Elyon. In this this Shabbat, Parashat Bamidbar, we're opening up a new Sefer. But it's really an amazing experience because at the same time they're opening up a new Sefer, we're also experiencing Shavuot the day later. And so there's a question that's always bothered me since I was a little kid. And many of us have had the experience of learning, some more, some less. But people get really excited on Shavuot that like we learn all night long. And if we're just like learning for more time, then what's so unique about the night of Shavuot? So I wanted to try and learn together an idea that maybe the learning of Shavuot is a very, very different type of learning. Maybe it's not about the amount and it's not about the quantity, but maybe the purpose of this night of Shavuot is where we define for ourselves why we learn, and we try to understand the goal and purpose of opening up Sfarim and, you know, trying to find Hashem through our minds. So I just want to learn one sentence from Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Hei Amud Bet, that sort of disconnects between two main things in our Jewish experience that we do daily. And maybe understanding the difference between the two will help us go back to the entrance into Sefer Bamidbar and into the idea of Shavuot. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al ozvam et torati asher natati lifnehem. Hashem himself says that one of the reasons for the destruction and exile is because we left the Torah. But the explanation for what it means to leave the Torah is very interesting. And it says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav shelo birchu b'Torah tchila. What it means to leave the Torah does not mean not to learn Torah. What it means to learn Torah is a simple idea, which is that we didn't make a bracha before we learned Torah. So in order to understand this sentence, we have to realize what is a bracha, what is Torah, and then realize what happens if we make a bracha before we learn Torah. So in order to understand what a Torah is, we know that the Sefer that we're dealing with now is called Bamidbar, and we know that Bamidbar is a desert. And if any of us think on the most simple level what a desert is, it's desolate, it's not life, it's far away, it's distant, it's disconnected. And so there's a sentence from the Eish Kodesh that he wrote in 1940 that answers a very, very important question. And the question is, why did we receive the Torah in the Midbar? What's the idea of the Midbar? And so he says, Ilu kiblu Yisrael et haTorah be'artzam. Be'eretz Yisrael. A greater idea would have been for us to receive the Torah in our lands, in our home. But we received the Torah so far away, in the desert. If we would have received it in Eretz Yisrael, says the Eish Kodesh, Hayu choshvim sherak bimkomam ubebeitam efshar lehem lekayem ota velo kshehem bagola vemutradim. The idea is, if the Torah would have been given in Israel, Israel resembles the ideal. Things are going well. If we received the Torah when things were going well, we would think that the idea of learning is that we're on the highest level, we're in the greatest place. But we do not receive the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. We receive it in the Midbar. And the idea of the Midbar is gola v'tirda. Lachen natan Hashem lehem haTorah b'Midbar, b'derech v'tiltul, sheyedu shebekol makom tzrichim lekayma. Says the Eish Kodesh, why do we receive the Torah in the Midbar? Why do we not receive it in Eretz Yisrael? He says the idea of the Torah is not that it's there when things are going well, but that the Torah is the link, even when you're in the Midbar, even when you're far away in a university or in the army or somewhere in the world where it's so far away, the Torah comes to say, as far as you might think you are, there is still something to hold on to. There's still something to create a connection. So on a certain level, the idea of Torah is what takes us from the lowest and always gives us the image that we could go higher. But if you look at the bracha is a little bit different. In Tzidkat HaTzadik, in Piska Bet, he says that the idea of the bracha is very, very simple. Da'et Elokei Avicha, ve'achar kach avdehu. Whenever we make a bracha, we're doing the opposite of what we're doing when we're learning Torah. When we learn Torah, we say Na'aseh v'nishma. The idea of Na'aseh v'nishma is that we want to reach Nishma, we want to get a connection, but we're not there. So we'll start from Na'aseh, we'll start from lower, we'll start from where things are more challenging, and through doing the actions, we hope to get to a level that we could go back to Nishma. The bracha is the opposite. In the bracha, we first make a bracha. And when you're making a bracha, you're connected. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you're talking to Him. And only after you connect, you do. So the bracha is the exact opposite. The idea of the bracha is that after I've created a connection to Hashem, the question is, what's the goal of the connection? And the goal of the connection is not to be connected, but to use the connection, and therefore your action will be a continuation of the connection that you felt through the bracha. So when we summarize the difference between bracha and Torah, Torah is Na'aseh v'nishma. You start from the lowest and you want to reach the highest. It's given in the Midbar, in a place that's desolate, that's broken, and from there we try to get to a level where we can reconnect. So the idea of the Torah is where we go when things are all on the lowest level. The bracha is the opposite. There's those moments when things are perfect, when things are great, but that's not the climax. Now that things are great, we have to use them to relate. We go back to the Gemara in Masachet Bava Metzia, Pehei Amud Bet. We said that it says that what was the reason that we abandoned the Torah? Because we did not make a bracha before we learned. So many times, we think that the goal of learning is learning. We think that the goal of life is yeshiva. We think that the goal of our religious experience is the amount of knowledge and the amount of ability we have to understand. But Hashem says, Shelo birchu batorah tchila. The goal of Torah is not learning. The goal of Torah is to understand the bracha before learning. That the idea of the bracha is to remind you that the goal of connection is not to be connected. The goal of being inside is not to be inside. The goal of learning is to revive others that do not learn. The goal of being inside is to be aware of the broken world outside. And I think that when we ask ourselves the question that I've been asking since I'm a young child, what's different about the night of Shavuot? The difference about the night of Shavuot is that we search for connection. But then we ask, therefore, what do I do with the connection that I've received through my learning? The purpose of Ma'amad Har Sinai that we experience in two more days is that at Ma'amad Har Sinai we felt connected. But we thought that that's the goal. And then we sin with the Egel. The idea of the night of Shavuot is that we realize the potential and the danger of connection. All of us are in many, many different places in the world. And I know that for many of us, we've experienced the learning of Torah. Many of us have been inside, have felt the connection. But the other day, I was finishing Masechet Brachot for kids with Oritan. And Oritan said to me, you know, Abba, I'm like Avram Avinu. So I said to him, Oritani, why are you like Avram Avinu? He said to me, Abba, I do more than I say. And I think that often we speak about the Torah. I think often we sort of talk about the great concepts. But we don't realize that if we have felt connected, the greatest opportunity is in the areas where we are disconnected. And so my bracha when we enter into the Sefer of Midbar, the Sefer of Disconnect, is that we view the disconnect as the opportunity for the greatest connection. In those areas where we feel so far away, is where it's looking to us in the eye, and it's saying to us, if you have once been inside, if you have once been so connected, you're the one and the only one who can change this disconnect to become a link and not a separation. And so in this night, when we're looking outside during our learning and we see the darkness, we realize that the beauty of our learning is that we could change night into day. And we should all be zoche, wherever we are, to reestablish Vatikin in Am Yisrael and teach people that we start from the night and we decide to transform the night into light, and we decide to recognize that it's our ability through the Torah that we know, the relationships that we have, to influence and affect and not wait to be affected and be controlled by things around us. Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, and we should all be zocha to come back to Beit HaMikdash soon.